Track 2, Slowing Down. On the last track, we discussed self-monitoring. The three steps of self-monitoring were to focus on ounces and percentage of alcohol, when and where alcohol is consumed, and self-monitoring around others. At some point in your client's self-monitoring process, a goal can be set for the appropriate level of alcohol consumption. To reach that goal, it may be necessary for your client to begin slowing down. When my controlled drinking clients are prepared to implement the moderation tool of slowing down, I encourage them to focus on three aspects of drinking that can affect rate of consumption. These three aspects are types of drinks, making it last, and spacing drinks. I also review with my controlled drinking clients the five steps to slowing down. Georgia, age 42, was a successful realtor and mother of two. Georgia used alcohol as a way to relax from her hectic days. A recent divorce and increasing stress regarding her two teenagers led Georgia to accelerated drinking. Georgia began missing appointments with potential buyers. Thus, Georgia sought help with moderation as a controlled drinking client because she felt drinking was becoming a problem for her and she wanted to try controlled drinking. First, I spoke with Georgia regarding the types of drinks she usually enjoyed. Georgia's preferred drink was a vodka martini, which, as you know, has a relatively high percentage of alcohol. I stated to Georgia, consider changing what you drink. For example, since you like vodka, try mixing it with juice to dilute the alcohol content. Other examples of relatively strong drinks you may encounter include malt liquor or straight bourbon. An alternative to malt liquor might be light beer, and straight bourbon could be replaced with a mixed cocktail. What is your client's drink of choice? Can you think of alternative, low-alcohol types of drinks your client may be willing to substitute for what they call the hard stuff? Next, let's discuss making it last. Georgia wasn't willing to give up her vodka martinis. Therefore, we discussed things she could do to make her drinks last longer. Georgia was a rapid drinker. On the average, she spent 10 minutes on each drink and typically poured another as soon as she was finished. Georgia agreed to increase the time she spent drinking each drink from 10 minutes to 30. To increase the time she spent drinking each martini, Georgia decided to try to increase her average number of sips from 4 to 10. To help her meet this goal, I stated, remember, taking smaller sips won't help if you compensate by sipping faster. Try to allow a couple of minutes between sips. One simple trick that might help is to put the drink down and take your hand away from it between sips. This will help you break the habit of holding and sipping. Beware of drinking absent-mindedly as when watching television. The discipline of slowing down your drinking involves mindful awareness, at least at first. In addition to types of drinks and slowing down, a third aspect of slowing down was for Georgia to start spacing her drinks. I explained to Georgia that spacing drinks meant to decide that she would allow herself only one drink within a certain amount of time. I asked Georgia how much time she spent drinking each day. Georgia replied, I spent about 2 hours drinking each day. Clearly, if we analyze Georgia's time spent on each drink in relation to the time she spent drinking each day, it becomes clear that Georgia had between 10 to 12 vodka martinis during her usual drinking times. However, the goal that Georgia had set for herself was 2 martinis. Now that Georgia had increased her drinking time from 10 minutes per drink to 30 minutes per drink, she needed to work on spacing her drinks in order to meet her goal. Georgia began to spend the remaining time drinking a cola. At a later session, and after implementing other tools for moderation discussed later on in this course, Georgia stated, I'm still drinking for 2 hours when I drink, but now I drink a martini, which takes about half an hour, then I have a Coke. That takes about 30 to 45 minutes. After my Coke, I have another martini, another Coke, and I'm done. Think of your Georgia. Could he or she add slowing down to other tools for moderation to control his or her drinking? Could your client benefit from focusing on the following 5 steps to slowing down? In addition to the 3 aspects of drinking that can affect rates of alcohol consumption, I provided Georgia with 5 steps in slowing down. The 5 steps to slowing down are concise to provide controlled drinking clients with definitive guidelines for beginning moderation. As you listen to these 5 steps, consider how to implement them with your client. This is how I gave the 5 steps to slowing down to Georgia. 1. Make your drinks last longer by sipping more slowly and by taking smaller sips. 2. Allow time to pass between finishing one drink and starting the next. 3. Put your drink down between sips. Georgia benefited from this step in that she was used to holding a drink. 4. Have a non-alcoholic beverage between drinks. 5. If you like your drink chilled, keep it fresh by adding ice or cooling it instead of gulping it before it gets too warm. 6. Do something between drinks. Georgia filled time between drinks with phone conversations with friends. Your client may wish to dance, have a snack, or chew gum. Consider your client. Could hearing Georgia's example of implementing the 3 aspects of slowing down benefit your client? Would playing this track be beneficial in your next session? On this track, we discussed the moderation tool of slowing down. 3 aspects of slowing down are types of drinks, making it last, and spacing drinks. We also summarized slowing down in 5 concise steps. On the next track, we will discuss affirming progress through rewards, self-agreements, and his progress partner. Question 2. What are 3 aspects of slowing down drinking?